You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. If you haven't done so yet, we want to encourage you to check out Plus Membership on NewChurches.com for coaching, templates, and exclusive content. And if you haven't gone to NewChurches.com yet, just register to be a free member and at NewChurches.com/become a member. And then we'll send you a free copy of the State of Church Planning Research Report. Well, today's question is from Sean Fouts from Detroit. Let's listen in.
My name is Sean Fouts, and I am currently starting a new work in the Detroit, Michigan area. My question concerns developing a core team. Although we are part of a denomination, we are not receiving financial or people support from the denomination or any area churches. I'm wondering what the best advice would be to develop that core team that becomes a launch team.
All right, Sean, thank you for submitting that question. I forgot to say that I'm joined by my my fashionable co-host Todd, who has a pretty nice jacket on.
Thank you.
It's so random.
Oh, thank you.
So random.
It is. It's a nice jacket.
It is a nice jacket. What's it made out of?
Cotton? I don't know.
That's awesome. Anyways, well, today's question, as Todd is lifting up his jacket and seeing his... today's question is all about developing a core team, and, you know, advice about developing a core team that becomes a launch team. So, first of all, Sean, sorry for mispronouncing your last name. It's Fouts, not Fouts. I do have some issue with communicating sometimes. I do have an issue with communicating words sometimes. But yeah. Man, this is going downhill really fast.
It is. And you know what? I can't find out what this thing's made of either. So I'm sorry.
Hey, that's okay.
Oh, I'll figure it out. Keep going.
Okay. We'll have to cut a little bit of that.
No, this is all the witty banter that people... Actually, there's not any wit. There's only banter.
Okay,
I've got an 81% polyester shell, 15% recycle.
Do you ever get your kids asking you to cut off their tags?
Yes.
Do you cut them off? Or do you leave them?
Okay. I'm a tag cutter, man.
Okay.
I can't stand it.
Okay.
So I base whether or not I purchase a t-shirt, like whatever t-shirt it is, based on whether or not it has a tag. I do not buy shirts with tags.
You know, at one time I used to just rip them off to show my kids how strong I was, and then I ripped their clothes.
That's not good.
No, apparently I had stuff to prove.
Apparently.
So you're I cut diesel. Them off now. Yes. Anyway, we are really chasing rabbits today. But today, Sean asked a question about developing a core team that becomes a launch team.
Core team that becomes a launch team.
Yeah. I mean, my first suggestion would really be to find sponsoring churches. I know you said you're a part of a denomination that you're not receiving financial or people support from other area churches or denominations. And Sean, honestly, the road in church planting is difficult enough. That you need as much support as possible. Being able to partner with other churches, being able to receive training and funding and support from your denomination, I mean, that is only going to help. And plus, as you develop relationships with them, not only will you will those be possible opportunities and ways to get financial support for your church, but those are the places, especially as you partner with other churches, that they're going to actually send people, or there will be the opportunity for them to send people with you that will only help your launch.
Yeah, I would say, if you are doing this as a Lone Ranger kind of guy, it's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard. And I would say if that is the case, you better have a very clear, compelling vision, and you are going to definitely have to call people into that vision with you, into that work with you. So it really will be plowing deeply into the relationships that you have.
Yeah.
and casting that vision and making sure it's clear. People will follow you if you're uncertain. They will not follow you if you're unclear on where you're taking them.
That's good.
And then the other thing of everybody has to be called into it. The great news is if you're successful at building that core team that becomes a launch team, then once people are actually launching, once they're that engaged and working, they're going to help support it financially. People typically, if you look at the research, people that actually serve in your church are much, much, much more likely to give and to give more than people that don't. Part of that is a spiritual maturity issue, and part of it is an ownership issue. And so it really, calling people into the ministry and making sure that they understand their part and where you're going and where they fit in is massive, and it just helps all the way around.
Yeah, and Sean, I don't know if you're from Detroit or why you're wanting to plant in Detroit. I mean, Detroit needs more churches, definitely, and a greater gospel presence. Not to say anything bad about the churches who are in Detroit right now, but, you know, we... however, Sean, I would encourage you, and not only Sean, but every one of you who are planting or considering planting, honestly, call up all the churches you can find in the area that you're wanting to plant. Call them up and go meet with the pastor for coffee. Talk to them. Say that you feel called to this area. Ask them to pray for you. Ask them for advice. Don't try to do it alone. I mean, because this is more about the kingdom than it is about your kingdom. It's more about the greater, you know, the capital C church than anything that you can start or think. You know, one of the things that I detest when people say, it's like, hey, you know, I'm gonna bring the gospel to this area, right? I'm gonna do what no church has ever done. You know, I'm gonna really change a city. And I mean, that's a little bit of an insult to everyone else who's been there faithfully doing work, because before you came or before you planted there, I mean, God was already doing something, especially in North America. So that's where, you know, I would really encourage you to meet and have coffee with all the pastors that you can find in the area, because honestly, that is what that's going to be the place where you're going to get financial support, mentoring support and people for your core team.
Well, and there's a balance, right, too, of we wouldn't go into an area that had a solid Bible-believing church. I mean, we just wouldn't do it. That area of the city around D.C., we would just say, hey, if there's a solid church next to the location, we don't care if it's a great location, yeah, we're not going to go. Even though you could make the argument very easily that there's plenty of people to go around. Yes, there are plenty of people to go around, but if there's already a solid Bible-believing church in that area, then A, see if you can work with them, or see if what they're, like, assess what that problem is.
Totally.
But B, just go somewhere else. Go far enough away from there that, you know, it's not about turf.
Yeah.
It's about impact. And it's about, you know, it's a stewardship issue, in my opinion, to say, hey, we're going to go to an area that's not reached. And man, I would say the other thing that I've been thinking all this time is financially it's difficult to launch anywhere, but with the state of Detroit right now,
yeah,
I mean, Detroit needs ministry.
Yeah.
Detroit needs churches. And it's not going to be an easy thing. So
yeah,
I applaud you for going. But take all the help you can find.
Yeah. I mean, I know there is often there are some planters, there are some guys who say, hey, you know, I don't really want people from other churches because I want to reach the lost. I don't want my church to be the majority believers or majority of a culture from a different church. I want to have more unchurch than church. And I know there's definitely, we don't want to be planting churches just by transferring sheep. Obviously, we all agree on that. However, if you are wanting to plant a church where you're not necessarily getting any help, you know, from other Christians, and you're really wanting to reach the harvest from the harvest, then my encouragement for you would be to go bivocational, right? Because that's going to be, you know, have a secular job,
have to
minister there. Yeah. Because if you're not necessarily having that support, with people, then you're not going to have the financial support either.
My guess is too, I mean, I think that what I'm waiting to see happen in the church world is this. I mean, you've got, again, research and statistics. If you look at Vanderblumen and Bird's book on Next, which was on pastoral succession, if you look at that, you quickly are hit right square in the face with the stat that we are not producing anywhere near the number of trained ministry people to go into the pastoral senior pastor positions that are being vacated by the generation before us, or the generations before us.
Yeah.
So it's just not happening. So there is going to be an amazing opportunity in the coming years, I think, to replant churches. Everybody, right now, church planting is sexy. Everybody wants to do it, and everybody wants to do it their own way. And, you know, they'd rather start from scratch than take over somebody's mess. But I'm telling you, I'm waiting for the day when it becomes sexy to say, no, if you're a real leader, you're going to go in and replant. You know, you're going to replant a church. You're going to merge this mess into, you know, your existing church, whatever it is, but to say, hey, there's a building here that 50 years ago was blessing this community and was making a difference, and let's rekindle that, you know, let's restart that again. Yeah. And I think places like Detroit or places like some of our cities, I mean, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of multi-site guys down the street that would love to come in and have that facility. But you as a planter have the opportunity, if you do what Daniel said and go in and meet with different pastors, they may catch your vision.
Yeah.
And they're just waiting for somebody like you to come along. So
exactly. And above all else, Sean, pray fast, seek God. Cause he's doing something in Detroit. Right. And I praise God that that you sense that God's calling you. So continue to seek God's face over this next year. Check out the Essential Church Planning course on newchurches.com. That's a course that'll really help and guide you along the process to plant this church and to be a multiplying church as well. And any other way we can help, we would love to. So thank you for submitting that question. And for everyone else, thank you for listening in. If you have any questions on church planning, multi-site, or multiplication or leadership, pastoral leadership, send it in. We would love to answer your questions. You can send it in at newchurches.com. There's a bar on the right that says send voicemail. You can click it and send your question in. Talk to you next time.